have you taken white powder or will you take it? And if yes, why? And if not, why not?
I have taken the white powder gold, yes. I was the first one because I was the discoverer of it.
And what kind of effects did you get from it?
You tell me. Heck, I may know almost as much as Ramtha.
Is it a secret?
What's that?
Is it a secret?
It's what a secret?
Yeah, what you experienced from it.
No, what you have to understand is I was the first one, and at that time we were just tippy-toeing into this. I took it at the rate of about 4 milligrams a day with lots of water. And I took it on a total food fast for about 5 days is all I took. And my wife found out about it, and she just... All I can tell you is you got to meet my wife. That's all I can say right now.
Okay, thank you.
She had a problem with it, and at the time, it was 1991, we were learning about this material, and we were reading St. Germain that says your teeth fall out, your hair falls out, and, you know, all of this Middle Ages stuff, which... I think it was perverted. I think that people who are trying to make the Philosopher's Stone from mercury, if you don't get it to the monatomic state, it's diatomic, it's a poison. And your hair does fall out, your teeth fall out, your skin peels off, because it's a poison. And I think that's where all this came from. And in fact, we're finding that, you know, 2,000, 3,000 milligrams, there's nothing at all, no adverse effects at all. So now it's just a matter of she wants to do it with me when we do it. And we've got a grandson now that we're taking care of, and I'm speaking, and so it'd be pretty hard for me to fast for the 40 days and take it now. And so, you know, I'm speaking. But as of next week, it's the last speaking engagement, so we'll certainly address